Let's talk about other new agents in development. And I had the pleasure of working with your colleague, Paul Richardson, at ASCO at a satellite meeting. And one of the things he was talking about was some stuff he presented at ASCO on melflufen. Can you talk a little bit about what that is? I don't know if I'm guessing you might have had some experience with it and where you see it potentially fitting in.
Yeah, so we were thinking, okay, it's a melphalan-like, and let's try and see how it works. But in fact, the patients are responding with very high responses in extremely heavily treated refractory patients, multiple lines of therapy, and we're still seeing responses. Now, again, melphalan itself is one of the best drugs we've used in myeloma, but for its toxicity and its effects on stem cells, we had shied away from it. So now we have a new compound, potentially very high activity, and we're still trying to dissect the mechanism of activity for that drug. But this could be a well-tolerated drug that can be given after 3-4 lines, after being refractory and still getting responses in them. I think what we want to understand better is who are the patients who would benefit from it, and are there long-term side effects from giving a melphalan-like agent for many, many years.
What do we know about that? Have you yourself used it?
I've used it in some of my patients, and we had the clinical trial at Dana-Farber Open. It was very well tolerated. I didn't have side effects in my patients.
So essentially, this is going to fit in as another agent in the relapse refractory setting?
In the heavily pretreated patients, yes.
What about combinations with other agents?
Yeah, so of course, with proteasome inhibitors, because that's important, with IMiDs, because that's another option for our patients, but potentially with daratumumab or the antibodies, I think that would be important to answer the question of using this drug with other agents and bringing it earlier, or in the plasmacytomas, in the extramedullary disease, these are the ones that they're seeing amazing responses in them.